This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Baskala with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for further investigation to find all movable and immovable properties of Trivandrum University. Charge sheets filed against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamithani on charges of cooperative fraud, organized crime and money laundering. And 32 people die in deadly crowd crash in Nigeria. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Chancellor of Trivandrum University, KP Sharma Oli, held discussions on the challenges facing the university and potential solutions. During an informal meeting of the Trivandrum University Synod convened at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday, the Prime Minister instructed TU office bearers to present proposals outlining the issues requiring decisions along with suggested solutions. The Prime Minister called for forming a task force to study and implement the findings of the Movable and Immovable Property Search Committee of the University, emphasizing the need for further investigation as the report is insufficient. Representatives from university professors, employees, students, public campuses and other sectors presented their sector-specific issues and proposed resolutions. Charge sheets have been filed against several individuals, including President of Rashtriya Swatantra Party and former Home Minister Ravi Lamithani, on charges of cooperative fraud, organized crime and money laundering. Shanti Devi Sharma, Assistant District Attorney at the District Government Attorney Office, confirmed that alongside Lamithani, money laundering cases have been filed against Ram Bahadur Khanal, Chabilal Joshi and Leela Pachai. Sharma stated that a case has been filed against Lamithani accusing him of misappropriating nearly 279 million rupees towards money laundering and 33.7 million rupees towards cooperatives fraud. Additionally, cases have been filed against 19 individuals including Lamithani on charges of organized crime and against 31 individuals including Lamithani on charges of cooperative fraud. The Government Attorney Office reported that 63 people have been charged with cooperative fraud in total, with cases registered at the District Court in Khaski. Lamithani is accused of embezzling funds from Surya Darshan Savings and Cooperatives Limited based in Pokhara. He has been in police custody since October 18 following his arrest in Kathmandu, after which he was taken to Khaski. Investigations are ongoing as Lamithani is also suspected of misusing cooperative funds in other districts. Speaker Devraj Khemere has called for creating an environment where members of the Committee for Legislation Management can provide clarifications, particularly in situations where a committee meeting must be postponed due to a lack of quorum. In his address during a two-day review program on the operations of the House of Representatives session and management, the Speaker urged all relevant stakeholders to consider the consequences of prolonged postponement of committee meetings. He also voiced concern about the lack of effectiveness in the Federal Parliament's roles within the committee's operations. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung, has ruled out any possibility of a change in the ruling coalition. Speaking to the media yesterday, Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, reaffirmed that the current coalition between the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML was formed to ensure political stability and good governance. He also mentioned that the government is working to complete the remaining tasks of the peace process as soon as possible. President Ramchandra Podil has appointed Sumni Matulader as a Nepali ambassador to Denmark. According to the president's office, the president made the appointment at the recommendation of the cabinet. The Kathmandu Conference on Communication and Media has started yesterday, aiming to foster intellectual debate on the challenges and opportunities in mass media, particularly with the rise of new technology and social media. The two-day event is jointly organized by Tribhuvan University's Central Department of Journalism and Mass Communication and the Center for Media Research, Nepal. Participants will discuss over a dozen research papers on topics such as disinformation, social media use, media bias, and media literacy. In the inaugural session, Professor P. Carell emphasized that despite advances in technology, delivering news based on fair and factual reporting remains a challenge for journalists and media. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli felicitated the players and managers of Janakpur Bolts, the champions of the inaugural Nepal Premier League NPL. In a ceremony at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata yesterday, Prime Minister Oli praised the team for their outstanding performance which has helped elevate Nepali cricket. He also congratulated the Cricket Association of Nepal's officials and managers. Nepal's exports have recorded a double-digit growth in the first 5 months of the current fiscal year. According to the trade statistics made public by the Department of Customs, goods worth ₹73.65 billion were exported during the first 5 months of the current fiscal year 2024-25. This is 16.54% higher than the exports of the same period last fiscal year. Goods worth ₹63.20 billion had been exported during the first 5 months of the last fiscal year. The country's export trade, which had been declining continuously for the first 3 months of the current fiscal year, has witnessed improvements since mid-October this year. Similarly, import trade increased by 3% during the review period. Goods worth ₹661.48 billion were imported during the first 5 months of the current fiscal year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The number of deaths from a crowd crush in the southeast town of Okiza in Nigeria has risen to 32. According to the BBC, it is the third case this week of people being crushed to death at events where free food was being distributed. The fatalities in Okiza occurred at a charity event when residents rushed to collect Christmas donations, including rice and vegetable oil. Likewise, a similar tragedy at a Catholic church in the capital city Abuja killed 10 people while 35 children died during a carnival event on last Wednesday in the city of Ibadan. Police have now warned organizers to notify authorities before holding charity events in order to prevent such loss of life. In a statement on the deadly crushes, President Bola Tinubu said that in a season of joy and celebration, we grieve with fellow citizens mourning the painful losses of their loved ones. Our prayers of divine comfort and healing are with them. He further urged state governments and police to enforce strict crowd control measures and has cancelled all his official engagements in honor of the victims. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province and mainly fair in rest of the province today. Light rainfall is also likely to occur in some parts of the Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma only called for further investigation to find all movable and immovable properties of Tribhuvan University. Charge sheets filed against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichane on charges of cooperative fraud, organized crime and money laundering. And 32 people die in deadly crowd crash in Nigeria. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radio.com. More than information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.